Fairbanks residents gathered Tuesday night to discuss how best to deal with an invasive plant that is slowly taking over roadways within the North Star borough. As KUAC's Emily Schwing reports, attendees agreed public outreach and awareness is the best option to combat bird vetch.
Bird vetch is a spindly vine with purple flowers that seems to have taken over the main roadways in the northwest region of Fairbanks this summer. Darcy Echeverry is in charge of invasive plant control for the Fairbanks Soil and Water Conservation District.
I don't think that we can necessarily eradicate bird vetch from the Fairbanks area, but we can contain its spread so it's not spreading to new places, and we can contain it from spreading to other locations in Alaska.
During the first in what Echeverry hopes might become a series of meetings this winter, she and representatives from the Forest Service and the Cooperative Extension Service told an audience of more than 40 people that pulling the plant before it goes to seed is all it takes to prevent its spread. The seeds themselves are only viable in the soil for up to 6 years. It's too late this year, but Echeverry urged the audience to start forming neighborhood groups now to focus on targeting the plant before it goes to seed again next July.
If you want to control bird vetch, you've got to start pretty early in the spring. If we were to host a meeting like this in early or mid-summer, it's already almost too late.
Representatives from the Department of Transportation and the University of Alaska Fairbanks also explained plans to implement their own invasive plant management strategies. Members of the audience also shared ideas, ranging from a weed-whacking weekend to a fundraising gala. They'd like to spread the word about vetch faster than the plant itself. In Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.